What's ordinary to you is amazing to others. And so many of us, we discount what we know and overemphasize what other people know. So too many veterans I see, well, they'll say, well, I didn't go to B school, you know, a business school, or I don't have a degree, or, you know, whatever it is. And it's like, that's true, you don't. And you don't need that either.
At MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great egg. Roger, over.
And we are back. My name is Travis Parrington, Marine Corps veteran and host of Oscar Mike Radio, and I am covering this portion for Military Creator Con 2026. And this guest is Tom Schwab, we're going to learn about coming up. Now, Tom, are you a presenter, a sponsor, a speaker? You know, what are you? And we'll get into all the good stuff. Are you a veteran? I need all the deets. Tell me what you got, and we'll get started.
All right. Well, I'll start with I'm a veteran. And yes. Something that all Marines hate to hear
Marines?
is we both served in the Department of the Navy, right?
Oh,
so
no.
I was in the Navy. I was a ship driver and ran nuclear power plants on an aircraft carrier. So those were great times. I loved the service. I loved the community. And that's why when they reached out to me and told me about the Military Creator Con, I'm like, I'm in. How can we help? So Interview Valet is sponsoring the VIP lounge. We'll be there with that. Also presenting a panel at the event there. And also what drew me there is I am a huge, huge proponent of this idea of category design, right? Christopher Lockhead is going to be there talking about that. He's going to do the one-day workshop there, and then he'll be around for the conference there. But this whole idea of being different, not just being better, right? Branding yourself instead of being branded. I think it's going to be a powerful idea and a powerful time.
Well, first things first, how does someone who's driving an aircraft carrier or Arleigh Burke get into what you're doing now and being part of Military Creator Con?
It only makes sense in the looking back at it. Right. When I was there 20 something, I didn't think, oh, someday I'm going to be helping people get on podcasts. Right. Heck, I don't think we even knew what the internet was for anybody listening and not watching. Yes, I've got gray hair. So I think it's all a evolution, not a revolution. And I've seen this with so many friends that I met in the service. Right. The skills that they learned there, they took to other places, right? So I started in the corporate America there, became an entrepreneur, and built my business up at that time pretty much with guest blogging, right? What's the easiest way to grow a business, right? Tapping into existing audiences, right? If I'm going fishing, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go to a stocked pond, right? And so my last company, we did that with guest blogs, right? We built it up from a regional player to a national leader, sold it off. And then about 2014, I was in a mastermind, actually, Jamie J. That's where I met him from. And they said, well, how'd you do it? I said, well, guest blogging, but it doesn't work anymore, right? By 2014... blogs weren't that common, right? But I said, I bet you could do it with podcast interviews. So we tested it, we refined it, and Travis, it worked, right? And originally I was like, oh, I'll write a cheesy little book about it. I'll do a course. But more and more people said, you know, I want to be the guest. You take care of all the rest. So I used the same skills that I'd learned in the service, right? Okay, here's the problem. Here's how we solve it. And we started to go out there and test things. Another thing that I'll often say is what I learned in the Navy was you have to know right answer when told. Right?
That's correct.
No right answer when told. And I think that's something that most people forget about. And when you're in business, when you're creating content, whatever it is, you're audience, your clients will tell you what they love and what they loathe, right? By their time, by their money. You can hire a consultant, they'll have an opinion. As an owner, you have an opinion. But it's those people that are voting with their time and their dollars, and they'll tell you what to do and what not to do. And so every time we'd get feedback, right, we'd say, okay, we're going to go more down this road or more down the other road there. And so really, it's more of a an evolution than a revolution. And I would say it's the, you know, looking back, it was the same thing in the military, right? You just sort of learned as you went and got smarter. And at times, you know, it felt like you were making it up as you went.
You know, I'm a podcaster myself, and I've talked to other podcast guests who have this challenge of being matched with good podcast hosts. And it's more of a problem than people think, isn't it?
It is. And it's not a numbers game, right? There's so many people out there saying, well, you know, just go on all these podcasts and tell your story. Nobody cares about your story, right? Your mom really doesn't care about your story. She's heard it already. So really, you've got to find the audiences that resonate with it, right? The vast majority of the world aren't your people. And that's fine. You want to talk to your super consumers. And so first, it's finding those. And there's some ways you can do that. But today, there's a lot of data, too. The data exists. It's just expensive, right? Because it's all licensed. And then the other thing, too, is put yourself in the host position, right? Travis, I'd ask you, my guess is that there's three types of people you want to have on your podcast. Your friends of friends, and people you want to be your friends, right?
In a sense, yes.
Yeah. These creepy robo spam pitches, it's like, no, they go to black hole at, right?
For sure.
So it's this idea of saying, you know, who do I know that could introduce me, right? And that's where when you're working with an agency, that comes in there. How can I position myself where it's, they'd say, this is somebody that brings value. And so we've been doing this now 11 years. All of our team is remote. 2/3 of them are military spouses. An amazing, amazing workforce. And we've really built up those relationships and have all this strategy too. So it's not just a megaphone. It's really a magnet to attract your right clients.
Well, that's important because, to your point, you can spend a lot of time talking to people and have your conversation go to a black hole and doesn't really get any value. So for the veteran creator, and this is just podcast we're talking about right now, but I have to feel there's crossover into other creative spaces as well, right? I mean, can you apply this to somebody who does yoga and has their own yoga business? Not the actual, like, you know, line item details, but the same concepts.
Yeah, you can. And one of my core beliefs, Travis, is that we're all one conversation away, right? And you'll hear a lot of people in marketing say, oh, one funnel away. Well, I'm a big fan of automation and funnels, right? I'm a nuke by heart. But I've also realized that the best things in my life always came through a conversation, right? The best employees, the best partners, the best clients, right? They all came from conversations. My spouse, God love her, my wife did not come through a Facebook ad and the perfect funnel. Right? No, it was a conversation. It was an introduction. So I think in any of the businesses today, you can say that, right? That is important. And I think especially today, 2026, where there's this thing called proof of life in marketing that people are looking for, right? If I get a call, my first thought is it's a robocall, right? If I get an email, it's like, was this written by AI? And so these people are very, very getting defensive about everything. So you've got to do something to prove that, you know, you're really you, that you've got a heart, you've got a soul. And I think those conversations can do that. And so you talk about a yoga studio, right? What are you better off doing? You know, spending money on Facebook ads and you just throw money at it? Or maybe you should just go and talk to the local moms group and talk about how they can do yoga with their kids, talking to the local sports group, right? Those are the people that have your ideal clients there, right? It's almost like, okay, the podcaster has those people. Well, I tell you what, if you want to talk about yoga for flexibility and avoiding sports injuries, go talk to the coaches and the athletic directors, right? If you want to get older people involved in yoga, right? just go talk at the retirement home or this, you know, the senior center. So finding where those people are already, you know, the stocked pond, and then going and talking to them there.
So tell me about your involvement with Military Creator Con, because, you know, I'm believing more and more that it's really almost a new phase of veterans advocacy. These are veterans taking action in their lives to either reinvent themselves again after the military, or they want to build something that lasts generations. And there's certain kinds of veterans that really resonate with that, you know, cause of Military Creator Con. I'm curious what yours is.
You know, James came to me with this. Jamie J came to me with this, and anything they're behind, I'm like, hell yes, right? If they say, this is what we're doing, I'm like, I'm with you. What are we doing, right? And then as they explained it to me, it's like, this makes so much sense. And I believe that veterans are one of the greatest assets that this country has, right? And the entrepreneurial community. I went through later in life and got my MBA. I learned more from a senior chief about business and life and leadership than I learned from any MBA instructor. But the problem becomes is, and this is something I'll be talking about at the CreatorCon, is this idea that what's ordinary to you is amazing to others. And so many of us, we discount what we know and overemphasize what other people know. And so too many veterans I see, well, they'll say, well, I didn't go to B school, you know, business school, or I don't have a degree, or, you know, whatever it is. And it's like, that's true. You don't. And you don't need that either. Right. A prime example, Christopher Lockhead is talking. Right. Christopher has been, he's not a veteran. I'd serve in a foxhole with him at any time. But he's been in Harvard Business Review, I think, 3 or 4 times, right? Christopher is a high school dropout. Nobody ever asks him, and I'm not saying that out of school. He talks about it, you know. Nobody asks him, what business school did you go to? No, they look at saying, what results have you done? What activities in your life have you had? And I think I'm so inspired by the veterans that say, yes, I have something to share. Right, I've got this point of view. I can help people with that, and that put themselves out there. You know, one of the things I signed so many of my emails with is, "Stay strong. The world needs to hear you now more than ever." And I say that to encourage other people, but also to remind myself. Right, there's a lot of negative voices out there. A lot of, dare I say, charlatans. Right, I always love the. The people that have write leadership books that have never led anybody, right? So I think there's that that thing of what you have could help the world, and just stay strong. The world needs to hear you.
People are going to be heard at Military Creator Con, and people who are not used to the military veteran experience will be there for the first time. What are you hoping that person gets out of this experience?
I'm going to quote something that one of our clients told us.
Okay.
Bix Bixon, he's a great futurist out of Vancouver. And he said, if you haven't changed your mind lately, how do you know you still have one? So I hope you go in there with an open mind. And I hope some of the talks make you uncomfortable. I hope some of them stay with you and haunt you and say, why aren't I doing that? Or why aren't I thinking that? I hope that this goes viral. And to me, viral is not how many likes you have on something.
Really?
But yes, to me, viral is somebody hears something from a stage, right? And then they talk about it with other people. They go home and they talk about it with a spouse or a friend or a client or a neighbor. And those ideas keep spreading that way. And so that's what I really hope, that they'll get a couple ideas that shake them to the core, that they share with people, and it causes them to take action.
What's the future like for your company, Interview Valet? I guess I'm asking because podcasting is changing due to AI and other things. I know people who are trying to use AI to do guest matching with hosts, or hosts will use AI to screen guests. But for me as a podcaster, for as long as I've been one, I still prefer the human interaction overall. But some people are getting away from that.
Yeah. AI is a tool, just like any other tool. And tools don't make you brilliant. They amplify your brilliance or your stupidity, right? I'll just leave it at that. And we use AI, right? We use it to understand the hosts, understand the guests better, but it's still that human connection, right? There's got to be that human in the loop there. And I think we've seen this. There's a great podcaster, Joe Saul Sehy. He's got a podcast called Stacking Benjamins. And it's picked up by Cumulus Radio, syndicated. At PodFest, he gave an example there where, and he's put this on LinkedIn too, they showed a screenshot of all the spam slop pitches that he got, you know, and one of them started, Dear Joe Saul Sehy, Dear Stacking, Dear Benjamins, Dear Cumulus Media, right? And he's like, I'm not looking at these, right? I'm marking all of them as spam. But then he was very nice. He showed one of them that came from us, and it was a personalized email. He knew the person that was sending it. He's like, it was spot on. Now, we use AI. It wasn't generated by AI, but it was probably inspired by some of that, spell checked for it, all the rest of that. So I think it's a tool. And let me give a shout out to the gentleman that taught me that. Dan Miller, from 48 Days to Work You Love, a great mentor of mine. He passed away a couple of years ago. About a decade ago, Dan had a tree that was struck down by lightning, and somebody came in with a chainsaw, and Travis, they carved this beautiful eagle into it. It was a work of art. That same year, I almost cut my leg off with the chainsaw, right? Cutting wood. Now, one of them amplified the brilliance. The other one amplified the stupidity of the user. And I think that's what we're seeing with AI also. The people that are spammers have learned how to spam even worse with it, right? And they're not helping people. It's hurting the system.
Yeah.
Those people that are creative and use it as a tool to amplify their brilliance, they're winning with it. And I would say the same thing for all the military creators. Well, I'm going to be replaced by AI. No, you're going to be replaced by somebody that knows how to use AI. You know, just the same way we got replaced by somebody that knew how to use a computer, or got replaced by somebody that knew how to use a typewriter. It's that same thing. It's the machine is not going to replace you. It's just going to amplify you.
As we wind this down, you have this service that you've created. You enjoy engaging with people. You're coming to Military Creator Con. But what is it about the work that you do that still fuels your soul, fuels your drive after all this time, Tom?
Yeah. Thanks for asking that. That's a good reminder that for business, it's about just not
it's about the money. But it's more than that, right?
Right. There's profits are like oxygen. You can't survive without them. But it's not the reason that we live. It's just to suck oxygen. So it's that bigger thing. And I would say two things. The first one is, I believe the greatest gift you can ever give someone is introducing them to a new idea or a new person, right? It's the one thing they can't do for themselves. I'll forever be thankful to Brian Jacobs for introducing me to my bride, right? The second thing, well, and with that, that's what Interview Valet does every day, right? Connecting ideal clients, ideal guests, and the people that listen to them. So that's the first thing that just energizes me. The second thing is my team, right? If you've ever been in a leadership position or a true leader, right, you're so energized and inspired by the people that you have the honor of leading, right? And I'm more proud when my team do something than I do something. And I went on a sabbatical about a year and a half ago, took a 6-week sabbatical. My wife and I hiked the Camino de Santiago, 500 miles in 27 days. And I was so proud of the team. They stepped up, right? And it's like that thing in the Navy we used to say, you judge a ship by what it's like when the skipper's not there. And I was so proud of the crew at Interview Valet. So that's what keeps me going and really energizes me.
Last question, because I'm already excited to meet you. How can people get to know you now? What's the website URL, social media handle, or what's the preferred way, Tom?
You know, I'll tell you, I'll make a page at Interview Valet, that's valet with a V, yep. .com/MCC, Military Creator Con. I'll put all my social media there, and we've got something that the team calls the TomBot. It's a AI that has been trained on all of my over 500 podcast interviews, my books, my webinars. You can find that all. So if you want to connect with me on social media, you can do that. If you want to ask questions before the conference, you can ask the TomBot there. My team actually says they like it better because there's less ums and ahs. It doesn't vary with how much coffee I've had, and there's no C stories in it either. So you can find all of that back at interviewvalet.com/MCC.
And there you have it, folks. You're going to, again, get a masterclass of how the creation process works and how it can work for you and how you don't have to do it alone. One of the most exciting aspects of Military Creator Con 2026. Tom, I want to thank you for giving us this time. I'm looking forward to meeting with you and learning more about what you do, and I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Travis, and Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. We will see you soon at Military Creator Con. We are out.
At MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great X, you. Roger, over.